the text goes on to describe Vimalakirti's practice of the six paramitas, the six perfections of the Bodhisattva. It says, perhaps I should just remind you what these six paramitas or six perfections are, so that you can follow this passage of the text more easily. The six paramitas of the Bodhisattva are, first of all, generosity, then morality, then patience and tolerance, we may say, then vigor or energy, concentration and meditation, and finally, wisdom. So describing his practice as a Bodhisattva of these paramitas or perfections, the text says, his wealth was inexhaustible for the purpose of sustaining the poor and the helpless. He observed a pure morality in order to protect the immoral. He maintained tolerance and self-control in order to reconcile beings who were angry, cruel, violent, and brutal. He blazed with energy in order to inspire people who were lazy. He maintained concentration, mindfulness, and meditation in order to sustain the mentally troubled. He attained decisive wisdom in order to sustain the foolish. Now, all this is very important, of course, the general description of Vimalakirti, the description of his practice of the six paramitas, the six perfections, but we still haven't come to the real Vimalakirti, so to speak.